USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon sending 5,000 active-duty U.S. troops to the U.S.-Mexican border by the end of this week to prepare for the arrival of a Central American migrant caravan that could still be weeks from arriving at the border. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy says some of the troops are already on their way.
We have about 800 soldiers that are on the way to Texas right now.
On another immigration issue, President Trump says he may sign an executive order that would end birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to mothers who are not citizens, including illegal immigrants. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are heading to Pittsburgh today, where they'll honor the victims of Saturday's synagogue shooting massacre that killed 11 and wounded 6. The suspect Robert Bauer is now behind bars, facing 29 federal counts. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The man accused of sending over a dozen possibly explosive devices to high-profile Democrats in recent weeks remains behind bars in Miami. Cesar Sayoc's lawyer says the evidence against his client is weak. However, reports are prosecutors have found a list of over 100 possible targets that Sayoc had in mind. In an interview done with Fox News, The Ingram Angle, that aired last night, President Trump was asked about whether he'll be answering questions for the special counsel in the Russia probe.
Well, written questions to Mueller's, written answers to his questions.
I mean, it's ridiculous that I have to do anything because we didn't do anything. But we will probably do something, yes, where we'll respond to some questions.
Red Sox Nation is counting the hours now until their victory parade in Boston. The Red Sox winning the World Series in 5 games over the L.A. Dodgers the other night. And that parade is set to kick off tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reports are an Indonesian jetliner that crashed early Monday was having problems during its previous flight. The two-month-old Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet plunged into the Java Sea early Monday, just 13 minutes after taking off from Jakarta, heading for an island off Sumatra, its pilot requesting clearance to return to the airport just a couple of minutes after takeoff, indicating there was a problem, though the cause is still uncertain. Two passengers on the plane's previous flight from Bali to Jakarta on Sunday described issues that caused them some alarm, one telling TV One the plane dropped suddenly several times in the first few minutes of its flight, and that caused some passengers to get sick. Another said the jet's takeoff on that earlier flight was delayed because the crew said there was some type of technical problem. A team from Boeing is assisting with the investigation into why the aircraft crashed. Three children are dead after being struck and killed by a vehicle while boarding a school bus in northern Indiana this morning. Police say the crash happened in a rural area of Fulton County. They say the kids were all from one family. No word yet, though, on their ages, nor on the status of the driver who struck the kids with a truck. And to close on a lighter note, Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson holds the new NBA record for most three-pointers in a game. He nailed 14 of them last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.